while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Well, I'm just trying to find out why, 'cause dancing's what I love.
Now, why, yeah.
Welcome back to Johnny B's Show, hour number three on this Throwback Thursday night, and it's also a celebration, baby. All Britney rejoiners for a reason, because that hot little number in that video is finally free, everybody. That's right. No longer under the thumb of oppression known as Jamie Spears, her papa, who had control of her estate. He is stepping down, everybody, because we demanded it as Americans. We got on social media and hashtag Free Britney until it happened. We wished it into existence. And if we could come together as a nation and just hashtag go away COVID, hashtag not tonight Delta, we could all get through that together too, folks, with the power and suggestive influence that we have. I don't know. Welcome back. Thank you. I'm trying. If you're just joining us, thank you for joining the program. It was weird not doing radio in the daytime today. I was so used to it after 3 days in a row, Will.
I know. I kept feeling like I had something to do. And
I know.
Well, I mean, I did. I worked yeah. from home, in quotes, today, but...
Yeah. I had to, go to HR at my new job, so...
All right, I got to turn this video off. It's making me horny. I can't stop looking at this. Jesus, Lord.
Dude, her videos were...
spicy meatball.
Just ridiculous, man. I don't know, man. It's just, ooh, boy. I mean, there's hot women now, but I just think that, the videos, it's just, it's not the same, I just, those, 20 years ago, women were totally down with,
being objectified.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Good. It's like, what kind of, latex can you spray on my body so you can see everything? Mm-hmm. Or I'll just take all my clothes off to where it's at the very legal limit of being nude, and then have everybody, use their lotion the way they need to. Wow. And now it's like, I'm a woman and you respect me and I'll wear a burlap sack and you just take it. Yeah, yeah. Like, whatever.
whatever.
I'm just kidding. I don't know, man. I think the next evolution of hot women in videos was Beyonce when she started doing her videos. Like when she made that first cameo with Jay-Z and then, I was like, okay, this is next level stuff. You do what you do, Queen Bee. Hell yes. So I don't know. Right now, who would you say is the hot one now for videos? If you ever
do they make
one.
Videos anymore? I don't even know.
They do, kind of. Yes, they do. Yeah, I think that Camila Cabello, I think her name is.
I have no idea who that is.
Google her, dude. Yeah, Camila, you'll be like, Cabello. Yeah.
Cuban-American singer-songwriter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's lovely.
Uh-huh.
Very pretty, yes.
Yeah.
Papa like a lot.
Yeah, watch her videos. You'll be like, okay, muy bueno, is what you'll say, yeah. She's cool. I follow her on TikTok, too. She's actually got a really funny personality and stuff. She's entertaining. She's good. Mm. Yeah, nice woman. I was looking today, I saw this thing about... women, the famous women that have genius IQs that you wouldn't expect. And yeah, they were right. I didn't. Rihanna has a 140 IQ. Did you know that?
What?
Yes.
Where'd you read this?
It was
140 is really high.
So social media post I saw. Yeah. I mean, you could fact check it, but that's what I read today.
Let me see. 140 IQ. What is considered a genius?
160, I think.
How rare is a 140 IQ? Anything above 140 is considered high or genius level.
Uh-huh.
It's estimated that between 0.25 and 1 percent of the population falling out of Irish. Very, well, it's not that rare, I guess. It's possible.
Yeah.
Let me look up Rihanna.
You know, she's a billionaire now. She made the Billionaire Club. Yeah.
What does she do, makeup or something?
Yeah, she has a makeup line plus all of her music, I guess, everything combined. I think she's worth like $1.6 billion now. So she's killing it.
This is 117.
Rihanna's still pretty good.
That is above average, yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. But I can't remember the other ladies, but it was like, I remember going, what? Because they were like really hot, like pop stars and stuff. They had like super high IQs. Not that I thought they were dumb. I just think I don't think genius when I see a pop star, whether they're women or men. You
right.
know?
They're just not known for that. They're not good at singing and dancing, you know?
Right. And it you know, and it's not a gender thing. Like, I just think musicians as a whole aren't geniuses. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sorry. I'm not saying they're stupid, but you don't.
No, most
don't get
of them
that
aren't severely handicapped. In their brain. I mean, yeah, honestly, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're nicer than
nice.
I am about that. Yeah, no, they are not bright people, bright human beings at all.
Oh, no.
I mean, they're mentally challenged, most of them.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's the thing. They're talented, and they dance around and sing, and people like it.
I'm looking at breaking news on Fox 13. They're showing, Mark Wilson's talking about right now, man and woman hit by lightning along St. Pete Beach. Oh, boy.
Today, there was a nasty storm that rolled through earlier today down here.
Yeah, don't be at the beach when it's raining, man. You're begging, like, Mother Nature to hit you with the zapper. Don't do it. Mm. Not good, man. Mm. Not good. FDA on the verge of approving booster shots for immunocompromised. There you go, folks. Your third shot.
I also heard Pfizer is on the verge of being FDA approved. That's the big hang-up for a lot of people is that it's not FDA approved. I wonder what that will do to the vaccination rate for people.
When that happens, what are you anti-vaxxers going to do? You're going to be out there, hey, man, I'm going to have to get my vaccine now.
I love the accent that everybody does for the people who are, quote, anti-vax.
I know.
It's very similar every time.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
I hear dozens of people doing that.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. My governor told me that I have a choice, and I'll get the damn vaccine when David Allen Coe rides through and says, hi, boy, get your vaccine, and waves a rebel flag over his head and says, I'm a little, gonna give me my shot now.
That's it.
I think that's what people think. That's the average person not getting the shot. That's what they are.
Yeah, it's
when it's not true. It's everybody, folks. It's it has no cultural separation. It's everybody, folks. It's everybody of every accent and every style. Trust me. They're showing charts right now. You know. Neutralizing titer is much higher post-third dose. Okay, all right. I don't know, man. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Let's grab some more stuff off this prep sheet, Will, if you want to.
Yeah,
go ahead. Pick anything you want. We have so much.
I have a few things. I was looking up the COVID vaccines by race, but let's not even go there.
No. Let's not do it. God, no. Because it doesn't matter what the numbers are, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah,
no way, buddy.
Yeah, you're right. It's not even
I want to get fired for saying like a curse word or something.
An Ohio woman married a man. Well, what's the big deal? People get married every day.
He's black.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding, man.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.